You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen. Today, taking a look at an app called Podcast Chapters for OS X. Let's begin by talking about what this app does and how it might change the way that you create or listen to podcasts. Most of us listening to this podcast, I think, will be familiar with Daisy Books. If you get audiobooks from Bard in the United States, or you have a special format library for the blind wherever you are in the world that offers you Daisy Book titles, you'll know that a lot of them offer quite a few navigation options. Most allow you to navigate by chapter. Some have even greater markup and allow you to get to the page, paragraph, or even sentence level. With podcasts, we often don't have that degree of navigation. Usually, our podcast client allows us to navigate by 30 or 60 seconds or some sort of other increment, but you can't skip around in any kind of logical way to get from one part of a podcast to another. Let's say, for example, that you've downloaded a podcast where they have three interviews. You're not interested in the first interview, you want to get to the second one, and you're not necessarily interested in the third. So what do you do? Well, you probably download that podcast and then you use your navigation options, skipping forward and back until you find the beginning of the interview. It's not exactly efficient and it can be pretty frustrating and cumbersome. Or even if you have a chat podcast where you've got a bunch of talking heads talking about a range of topics and you know from the show notes that there is a topic somewhere in the middle of this podcast that interests you, but a lot of the other things don't. It's a real hit and miss thing to try and find that particular portion of the podcast. Now, every so often, you may have been lucky enough to find a podcast where there seems to be extra navigation choices that you don't usually find. The ability to move through podcasts by what are called chapters. This is additional data embedded in the file. It might be an M4A file, or it might be an MP3 file, but the podcast creator has put extra data in the file to help you to navigate to particular portions of the podcast efficiently. The podcast app needs to support chapter marks, and not all do. The latest version of Overcast does support chapter marks. Overcast is a popular podcast app everywhere, but I think especially in the blind community, because you can speed the audio way up, and many of us are used to working with audio that's sped up, and it still sounds pretty natural. Overcast also supports a feature called Smart Speed, which compresses the audio ever so slightly when there are pauses in the audio, just so the whole podcast takes a little shorter time to listen. And you can actually go into the Overcast settings and take a look at how much time using Smart Speed has saved you. It also has an audio compression feature called Voice Boost, which can help if the podcast hasn't been produced particularly well. Downcast, which is another popular and accessible podcast app, also supports chapter marks, and there will be others that do as well. So how do you make these chapter marks happen if you are a podcast creator? Well, there are a number of options, but today we're going to take a look at Podcast Chapters, which is a fairly new app that does it very easily and accessibly with VoiceOver. I want to thank my friend Gordon Luke for drawing this app to my attention, and it's a good news story in two respects. First, it's a really easy app to use and it performs a useful function, and if more people start using podcast chapters, I'm sure we'll all be really glad of it as podcast listeners. But secondly, it's a really good news story about Mac accessibility. Gordon was an early adopter of this app, and he downloaded Podcast Chapters because it was available in the App Store at an introductory discount. And when he downloaded the app, he found that it was completely inaccessible with VoiceOver. I mean, to the extent that when you opened the app, VoiceOver didn't even know that an app was running. Gordon wrote a polite letter explaining what VoiceOver did and why this was important to him. And within a day, the developer came back with an app that is largely accessible with VoiceOver. There are one or two unlabeled buttons, as we'll hear as we move through the demonstration, but they don't impede the functionality of the app. The developer said he'd never run VoiceOver before, but he ran it. He worked out what was going on, and he fixed it to the point that this is a super accessible app. It is a great story that he was so responsive to our needs, and I think he deserves our support. This is not a free app, but if he's going to provide that level of support, it's an app worth paying for, especially if you can use its features. This podcast, by the way, is divided into chapters, and so if you have a podcast app that supports it, you can skip around past anything that is not of interest to you. Now it's time to run the app. I'm going to bring up Spotlight Search by pressing Command with the spacebar.
Spotlight, Spotlight, Spotlight Search.
And I'll type the word podcast.
P-D-C-A-T.
And I'm not getting any feedback from Spotlight Search just now, but I'm confident Podcast Chapters is selected, so I'll press return.
Podcast Chapters, no podcast loaded. Empty table has keyboard focus.
The app has loaded, and we're in an empty table, whose purpose I will explain to you in just a moment. If you're following along with me, or when you get this app, you can explore the app by using VO and left and right arrow. It's a pretty straightforward layout. There's also a menu bar. I'll press VOM and we'll take a look at the options.
Menu bar, Apple.
And we'll right arrow.
Podcast Chapters.
As is typical, there's a pull-down menu with the application's name. There are no preferences on that menu.
Podcast.
Now we're into the menu bar. We have podcast.
Chapter. Playback. Edit. View. Window. Help.
With this particular release, which is 1.1 as I record this, there is actually no podcast chapter help available, but it's remarkably self-explanatory, so I don't think you'll have too many issues with it. There have been many keyboard shortcuts assigned to functions, so you can explore the menu bar and very quickly learn the keyboard shortcuts. I'm going to press the escape key.
Empty table.
And we need to import an existing podcast into the app. So if I just talk about the workflow a little bit, what'll happen is that you record your podcast as you always have. So in my case, I would load up Amadeus Pro, do my recording, save it in the Amadeus format so that I have the original multi-track recording to go back to if I need to, and then export it to an MP3 file. It is the MP3 file that you will then load into Podcast Chapters. It does not, from what I can gather, support M4A files at the moment, so exclusively MP3. To import the file into Podcast Chapters, the standard Apple convention applies and you press Command with O to open the file and bring up the standard dialog.
Import podcast.
I have used this app before, so it's defaulted to my audio folder where I was last time. I'm going to choose an existing podcast.
Apple Viz Podcast 940.mp3, MP3 audio.
This is an MP3 file containing Apple Viz Podcast 940, and this is the previous podcast that I recorded for Apple Viz. It's all about the app called ReadKit for the Mac, which is the RSS reader. I'm going to press return to import that podcast into Podcast Chapters.
Table. One new chapter. 00000002003128.31min28s. Selected. Demonstration of ReadKit RSS reader for OS X.
We heard a couple of things there. First, the last thing we heard, which was the title of the podcast. It has taken that title from the ID3 tag. If you're going to publish a podcast on the internet, you really should take the time to get the ID3 tagging correct. To confirm that, I can press VO with F2 to get the window title.
Demonstration of ReadKit RSS reader for OS X.
So that reminds us of the podcast that we're currently working with. And there is one big chapter in here right now that goes from 0 minutes until the end of the file, which is a little over 31 minutes long. I know that the first section of this podcast I'd like to call an introduction, because I did take the time in this podcast to explain what an RSS feed is, and it may be rudimentary information for some people who are very skilled with RSS and they just want to get on to the good stuff and find out how ReadKit itself actually works. So this gives me a mechanism to help people skip that stuff. I'm going to press the tab key now and explore what we have.
Play from the current chapter button. New chapter. Content selected. Chapter title text field. Edit text.
We're editing the title of this chapter, and I'm going to call this chapter Introduction. So I'll just type it into the edit field.
Selection replaced. Hi.
It said selection replaced as soon as I started to type. And I'll do a VO with L to read the current line.
Introduction.
So that chapter is now called Introduction. If I were to tab around, there are some other features, and they could be very useful to you if you're organized and you've written down, while you were producing your podcasts, when you want the chapters to start and stop. If you have that data in front of you, then you can go ahead and specify a start time and an end time for each chapter, which makes the process of creating these chapters really quick. I'm not that organized. I'm actually going to have to play through this podcast a bit to set up some other chapter marks. But you can explore this and you'll see that there are various ways that you can define where each chapter starts and stops. For now, I'm going to press Shift-Tab twice.
Play from the current table. 1 introduction 00000020031283128 Selected.
Currently, the whole podcast is called Introduction, so how do we mark the next chapter? I know that about 5 minutes into this file, I moved away from talking about what an RSS feed is, and then went on to talking about launching the app. So I think that's a good point for a next chapter marker. Let's go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And I want to go to the playback.
Podcast chapters, podcast, chapter, playback.
And we'll down arrow.
Playback. Play Command P.
If I press Command P, it's a play pause toggle.
Forward 15 seconds Command right arrow. Backward 15 seconds Command left arrow. Next chapter Command Shift right arrow. Previous chapter Command Shift left arrow. Increase volume Command option up arrow. Decrease volume Command option down arrow. Playback speed.
So you can even adjust the playback speed. If you want to do this as quickly as possible, you can imagine a workflow where you're pressing your command right arrow a few times, your command left arrow, getting to the exact spot where you want to be, and you might be able to speed the process up a little more by increasing your playback speed. If I press return on this option,
playback speed checkmark 1x command 1, 1.25x command 2, 1.5x command 3, 1.75x command 4, 2x command 5, 2.5x command 6, 5x command 7, checkmark 1x command 1.
So now that you know that command with the number keys on the number row adjust your playback speed, you don't even have to go into this menu anymore. You just use your command with the keys to get to a playback speed you're comfortable with, and off you go. If we press left arrow to get out of this menu,
checkmark 1x command, play command P, jump time.
Now we're on to jump time. We'll go into that menu.
Jump time, 5 seconds command shift 1, 10 seconds command shift 2, 15 seconds command shift 3, 30 seconds command shift 4, checkmark, 60 seconds command shift 5.
And we're currently at 60 seconds, so I'll press return.
60 seconds, checked.
Now it is a little bit confusing because even though we've now set the jump time to minutes, when I press command right arrow, which is the jump command,
forward 15 seconds,
and command left arrow,
backward 15 seconds.
So the information is actually inaccurate that's being sent to VoiceOver. I'm sure that's a minor bug that can be fixed in subsequent versions, but it is actually jumping by the jump interval that we've set. So I'm going to press command right arrow 5 times.
Forward 15 seconds.
Now I'm going to press Command P to play, and I might be roughly in the area I want to be.
Pause. Efficient.
There are several good cloud-based reader services available with which a good feed aggregator will sync. Okay, I think I need to go further forward.
Forward 15 seconds.
Very regularly, usually more than once every day. I have this assigned to a shortcut key. Okay, that's where I want to be. I just want to go back a little further. So I need to decrease the increment that I'm jumping by. So I'm going to press Command Shift 1.
5 seconds, checked.
And now it's moving back by 5 seconds. So I'll press Command P again,
pause,
feature, and start moving back
on the Mac
with Command Left Arrow.
Backward
15
seconds.
Use of ReadKit. Really, this is a demonstration.
Forward
I will do my
15
best to
seconds.
Give you a few hints along the way, though.
Play.
I just pressed Command P because I know this is the point at which I want to place the next chapter. I'll press Command N.
One row added.
One row added, says VoiceOver. Let's press the Tab key.
Play from the current chapter button.
And Tab again.
New chapter. Content selected. Chapter title text field. Edit text.
And we can tell the app what this new chapter should be called. We'll call it Launching the App.
Introduction.
Let's read the current line.
Launching the app.
And that's fine. That's all I want to do now. Let's look at what the table looks like now. If I press Shift Tab twice.
Play from the table. 1 introduction 00000200050095 minutes 9 seconds. Selected.
So that introduction chapter now has a duration of 5 minutes and 9 seconds. If I down arrow to the next chapter.
To launching the app 00050920031282626 minutes 19 seconds.
So the second chapter starts at 5 minutes and 9 seconds and currently it goes to the end of the app. Let's just do this process one more time. And I want to go to about 10 minutes in the file, I believe. So I'm going to press Command-Shift-5.
60 seconds. Checked.
And let's press the play key.
Pause.
Since I use ReadCAD,
forward 50, forward,
for
forward, I am supporting flag chain.
Have
forward
an email 15
seconds.
Where sometimes you can have things set up so that just down arrowing past an email will cause it to be marked as read. And that's good, because if I've heard the headline and I haven't gone into the article,
I think I'm just about there.
So let's narrow the jump level.
Me. So rather than having to mark things as read,
5 seconds,
process,
checked.
Back to 5 seconds.
Just automatically assume that if I haven't taken an action, the article is marked as read. It's not long
forward 15 seconds
that you've read. I'll press the left arrow key.
Forward 15
news.
Seconds. Politics. Self-help. Sport. Tech news. 25.
If I down arrow one further, by the way, the
forward
right
15
key.
Seconds. Table. Do apps for before for, iOS
forward
iOS
15 seconds.
19 hours ago, Apple this.
So
for,
nothing else
forward
at all.
15 seconds.
So it just saves you
25. Forward 15 seconds.
What I'd like to do now is
okay.
Show
backward
now
15 seconds.
Again.
Tech news. 25. Play.
That is where I want to start the next chapter. I'm going to press Command N.
One row added. 3 new chapter. 00101054.
Let's name that chapter. If I press Tab twice.
Play new chapter.
And this is the section where I start talking about expanding a folder. So we'll call it
launching
expanding
the app.
A folder.
Expanding a folder.
And let's review the table.
Play table. 1 introduction. 00000200050095 minutes 9 seconds. Selected. To launching the app 00050920010545 minutes 45 seconds. 3 expanding a folder 00104200312820 minutes 34 seconds.
I could go through and repeat this process so that we have a bunch of chapters in the file, but I think you get the point. So now I'm going to export it, and just as this app uses the standard Apple convention of Command O for open, which imports a podcast, you would expect, and it delivers. You press Command S to save your work.
Export podcast. Save. Save as. Tags. Where?
Now we're being asked to give the file a new name. As far as I can tell, the podcast is not being compressed again. If you're an audiophile, you would be concerned about that, but I don't believe that's happening. What seems to be happening is that the MP3 file is being copied without any recompression with all of this new metadata added. And we're going to call this ReadKit.
Selection replaced. R.
With chapters. The MP3 file is a given, and it's going to save it by default in the same folder that it was opened from. So we'll press return.
Demonstration of ReadKit RSS reader for OS 10.
And it's done. To prove that it's done, I'm going to quit this app.
Finder. Desktop.
I'm back in my Finder, and now I'm going to start the app again. We'll go back into Spotlight Search.
Spotlight. Spotlight. Spotlight, sir.
And we'll type podcast. And press return.
Podcast chapters. No podcast loaded. Empty table has keyboard focus.
Let's press Command O.
Import podcast.
We'll press REA.
ReadKit with chapters.mp3.
ReadKit with chapters. We'll press return to open this.
Table. One introduction.
And I'll press Command P.
Pause.
You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Play.
You are indeed. Now, what I'm going to do now is see if those chapter marks have stuck. To do that within the app, we would press Command Shift Right Arrow. So let's begin playing.
Pause.
And we'll do a Command Shift Right Arrow.
Mozo.
Next chapter.
Since I use ReadKit very regularly, usually more than
yep,
once
that's
every
the next
day,
chapter. Let's press Command Shift Right Arrow.
Short
next chapter.
And what I'd like to do now is show you how you can have a look at every individual feed.
Play.
So you can imagine that if you're listening to this in an actual podcast client, that is super useful. It gives you kind of daisy-like functionality. The app is called Podcast Chapters. It's available in the Mac App Store. It is not a free app. I don't give pricing in these podcasts because the pricing differs from store to store, depending on where you are in the world. But you can check out Podcast Chapters from the App Store and take a look at the pricing. I'll leave it at that. If you want to be in touch, Jonathan, that's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N @mosen.org is my email address. You can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan Mosen, all one word.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.